that's a pretty self-explanatory question. It's, I mean, got to convert on third down, got to move the line of scrimmage, so got to keep our defense out of having so many possessions. So just got to continue to work and move forward. And I think next week we had a huge opportunity, division game on Monday Night Football. It's going to be a great opportunity for us.
Were you on the field for that play when he picked the fumble up and ran it back? Or
yeah, I was. I was what? On the we all, as an offensive line, I mean, it's pretty consensual that we all heard a whistle.
That's what it seemed like.
We all stopped. I actually ended up getting hit late on that. And even if it wasn't a whistle, though, still behind the ball. So, I mean, that ball should have came back regardless.
So everybody stopped, so you thought you heard a whistle.
Well, we knew we heard a whistle. There's no thought about it. We knew we heard a whistle. It wouldn't make any sense. I mean, if you have five guys that see, that feel a whistle or hear a whistle, it's like, obviously there was a whistle.
Everybody stopped on that play.
Yeah. And then, like I said before, you know, a bunch of people just got here when that play happened. I'm looking around. We all hear a whistle, and I get hit right in the front with the ball way behind me. So, like I said, regardless, that play should have came back.
Is that when you got hurt on that play?
No, I got hurt in the first. It was the first third down.
Would the refs say when you guys told them that the whistle had been?
I mean, the same thing they said all day. But we didn't see it. It's like, okay, we saw everything else. You know, it's a little frustrating after a while. You know, especially when you're a guy that kind of starts the game and then ends up watching half of it. You're like, it tends to get frustrating. And it's like, you know, pretty consistently the Titans. You know, and I see guys get away with shit all the time. And then what are we, you know, it's just because we're the Titans? Like, what's the deal?
Along those lines, John, who gets called for the penalty that cost you a 50-yard score.
Yeah. And I didn't see the play, so I can't comment on Janu. But, I mean, it's just getting a little out of control with this whole calling thing. So I'm pretty frustrated. I know the rest of these guys are pretty frustrated. It's just a matter of continuing to play. And hopefully we can ride the storm and we can play against just one team instead of, you know, two.
You guys knew coming into this one that with the back quarterback and their defense the up front, you were going to have to take ownership of this one.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you guys did in this thing?
Yeah, I'm kind of the wrong hard guy to ask. I mean, I got hurt third play of the game and was in there on and off for a couple plays here and there. So I think the guys, you know, held up pro. And I think they did a good job. It's just a matter of looking back on the plays and seeing the film.
What do you anticipate MRI-wise? You optimistic?
Yeah, like I said before, when I got rolled up on, they checked it out. And they said, you know, it was a little loose. Structurally, everything seemed okay. So that's when I went to go play again. And a couple plays went by here, and I just, you know, didn't feel any power in it. Didn't feel like I had a lot of, you know, go. So at that point, it was kind of a difficult decision. And Coach Malarkey told me, he's like, there's a lot of football left to play. You know, make sure to take care of yourself. Make sure to be healthy. And Coach Malarkey is really good at looking out for the players. So, you know, it's tough to be out there. I obviously want to be out there.